This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster My Podcast.
And this is The Torpedo Shark.
There's a monster in my podcast.
I love this drawing, Gary.
To me, it looks a little bit like a turd. Like I have made and had it resemble this kind of like this kind of form and fashion.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not saying I don't like the drawing. Like it is like, it's like a gigantic, like tumory callus.
Yeah. That's the thing that like gets me is that it does look like it is mutated and kind of in pain.
Yeah. It is a scary looking drawing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a big ass, shark.
It's a big shark, except instead of, you know, being cartilage all over its head, like its whole cranium has this massive bony growth. This thing is really big, and also it's called the torpedo shark because it swims really, really fast and will just pummel through things.
Yep. Yeah, it charges.
Yeah.
You know, so pretty cool monster that I don't, it's like based on a regular shark, it says, but it doesn't, I don't think there's a shark that does this. You know, noses are the weak part of sharks.
Yes.
You know, everyone knows that.
Yeah, hammerhead shark. That's just cartilage. Like it's a little floppy. Like it, if you use that hammer, it'd be one of those squeaky hammers.
Yeah, like the shark would run away and you'd be real grossed out. It'd be like Hank Hill getting the George Bush handshake. You know, when you punch a hammerhead, when you grab the hammerhead.
Yeah. Oh my God.
But this is like way scarier. Like what if cartilage was bone?
Mm-hmm.
Then become the torpedo shark.
Yep.
I don't have a whole lot for this guy because there's not too much to him.
No.
It's just like, what if there's a big scary missile?
Uh-huh.
But on internet dating, for some reason, Tinder of all organizations has paired with the Discovery Channel, and they keep getting emails that are making like the stretchiest connections between online dating and Shark Week.
Bleh.
So it's really, really bad. It's just like, you know, get yourself a catch. Because it's Shark Week, and I'm like, you don't fucking catch sharks. I mean, you can,
yeah,
but it's not good, you know. And just like, what are you trying to? Are you saying that I'm going to get murdered by somebody? You know, like what is this? You know, but it's because in celebration, something like I don't know if it's maybe 30 years of Shark Week.
Oh, that's
like
crazy.
Shark Week has been going on for a very long time.
Yeah. No, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's been a cultural phenomenon for that long.
No, I don't think so either. Like it definitely got big at some point, but like, can you imagine
our president hate watches Shark Week.
Yeah. So Shark Week's very different.
Sure.
Shark Week's no good. Shark Date, Tinder and the Discovery Channel. We know there's plenty of fish in the sea. Let's be honest. Some of us are secretly hoping to nab a shark. Turns out, let's not be honest. Like, who's some of us? You got a fucking mouse in your pocket? It turns out dreams do come true. We've carefully curated a list of eligible bachelor/bachelorettes that'll make your jaws drop. Whether you're looking for a good time, new friends, or the perfect catch, this is something for everyone. Dive in before you miss out. And then it's a bunch of drawings of sharks. Like, these aren't people. These are types of sharks. That are like real sharks, but also correspond to dating profiles. So like, here's the basking shark, fiercely loyal and independent, but watch out. I've got quite the mouth on me. Seriously, it opens 3 feet wide. Get your mind out of the gutter. Cry laughing emoji. Like, and then there's a picture of this like gigantic, like terrifying, the scream-esque shark selfieing while it has this huge gaping maw.
Gary, I want to die.
It's really bad. These drawings are pretty dumb. Is this the gamer one, the white tip shark? No, but it's just a sad buddy on a couch. So I thought it was the spiny dogfish. This is excruciating.
Ugh.
Excruciating, like outlaw brands. one of these sharks. Oh cool, I have to send you this picture. That's a tiger. Okay. Sand tiger shark. Let's talk for 6 weeks and never meet up. I've got a dozen shark babies in my womb, but don't worry. One of them will eat at least 10 and we can take it from there. And the picture is a shark, and it looks like the shark has a proboscis that is giving itself an ultrasound.
What the fuck?
Like, this is incredible.
Yeah. Send me that bad boy.
I don't know how. I mean, I can forward you the email.
Yeah.
I think that's probably because it doesn't. Yeah,
just do a screenshot and drop it in Slack.
Screenshots are. I had to put it in Paint.
Oh yeah.
To do that, that will take more keystrokes than are worth it. But I'm sorry to make you open up an email, but I'm gonna send this to you because it is noteworthy. It is worth your time. This thing, like, I think it's four of them down or so.
That basking shark is pretty good.
It's like, just, oh, I've got a mouth that opens 3 feet wide, but get your mind out of the gutter. I wasn't thinking I was sticking my dick in your mouth, shark.
Oh no.
Did you see the sand tiger shark?
Yeah, that's no good.
Is that what's happening? Can you tell? Like, it looks like they've got kind of like this weird mucousy membrane tentacle that comes off the bottom end of it. And it the shark is kind of lying in bed, but also is the bed.
Yeah.
For this episode?
I could try.
Okay. Just because it's like, I like the idea of seeing the actual torpedo shark, but people need to see this and I don't know how to get the word out.
Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.